Okay, we had several questions here from Sister Karima from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The first was the types of ibadah that somebody on her menses can perform. And she was saying such as reciting Surah Yaseen or Surah Al-Kahf on the night of Friday. What can a sister do when she's in her menses in terms of ibadah, Shaykh?
There are a lot of things that you can do while you're having your menses. But let's begin with what you should avoid. You should avoid reciting the Qur'an or touching the Qur'an. You should avoid the salah period. And you should avoid fasting. Even if a woman was fasting and halfway or close to Maghrib or sunset, her period started, then this day doesn't count and she must break her fast. As far as the recitation of the Qur'an, we discussed that in details and we mentioned the differences of opinions with regards to the recitation of the Qur'an during the period. And we said that it is best that women should avoid reading the Qur'an, even reciting the Qur'an, except for those who are regularly studying the Qur'an, memorizing or teaching or revising the Qur'an, not as a form of reciting for the sake of worship. Now we come to what are the things which a woman can do. Of course, before that, I would like also to emphasize tawaf too. Tawaf is similar to the salah, so a woman should avoid performing tawaf if she's having the period. The things which she can do, tasbih, with dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making al-adhkar as much as you can. That is permissible. And also listening to the Qur'an, and this is also an act of worship that you can do while you're having the menses.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.